Yeah, well, that's what I say to people here and there. You know, if you buy a radio for $15, the main thing on GMRS is you want to get in the repeaters. Even if you're able to get into one, you're, you know, you're doing all right. And, you know, you buy the radio for $15 compared to a $700 Motorola that does the same exact thing just about. You know, as long as you're getting in the repeaters, $15, there you go. And like you said, you know, if anything happens to it, you know, ain't going to cry no tears, man. You're out $15. Where if you got a $700 Motorola, something goes bad, takes a lightning hit, or the power supply decides to short out and put 120 volts to it or something and blow the insides out, you're out $700. There's no difference, man. If it gets you into the repeaters, that's all you want there, Roger.
Yeah, that's usually my philosophy for most of the radios. I don't really have anything, you know, expensive, especially on the handheld side. Because like you said, you know, you can spend $700 and try to figure out how to program Motorola and all that. But at the end of the day, if you got, you know, a decent enough antenna, and you're just trying to get on the air, then it's really no biggie. But yeah, I was planning on just, you know, having this radio as a little backup, just kind of a beater radio. And I wasn't expecting it to work too well, but I'm just happy that it can get into the repeaters. So now I can throw a little radio in my bag or something, forget about it until I want to use it. And, I don't see much that can go wrong with it physically. It doesn't even have any buttons on it. So it's got a push-to-talk, it's got a monitor button, and two knobs. So, you know, what can go wrong?